Hello, you're listening to... So on the line we have John Chik-Shin, who is a community and union activist who actually has... We've actually had him on our program in the past. He's an anti-nuclear and peace activist in Korea, and he's currently in South Korea right now. We'd like to kind of hear, like, obviously we've been all really inspired by this big mass movement that has emerged in South Korea. And can you tell us about the current political situation in South Korea? And, especially in response to this kind of failed kind of coup attempt.
Okay. As you know, the Korean president, Yoon Suk-yeol, is being held in a detention center. He's on trial for unfairly declaring martial law. The opposition Democratic Party and five opposition parties put him on trial at the Constitutional Court. The court will have him stand down to the president in February or March this year. And he also received life in prison through a criminal trial. And Korean Confederation of Trade Unions, KCTU, and number of civic groups and citizens, especially women in their 20s and 30s, will continue to hold street rallies. I think they will also organize a small and big forum for great social reform for many months this year.
And what can you tell us about I guess, the kind of movement? And I guess, what is the kind of opposition kind of offering in terms of political alternative? And I guess, what is kind of needed in South Korea to defend and extend democracy to all aspects of life in South Korea?
There will likely be a presidential election in April or May this year. Soon, I think. The current opposition Democratic Party will take power. However, the party is a party with vested interests. The Democratic Party will advance democracy more than it does now, but it will have its limits, I think. I'm sure the party will not do its best to achieve great social reform, but will try to protect its vested interest. 7 years ago, the candlelight movement of Korean people ended the conservative party's Park Geun-hye government. After that, Democratic Party came to power. Under Democratic Moon Jae-in administration, the gap between the rich and the poor widened and discrimination increased. So Korean people learned the lesson from reflective evaluation of their failure to reform Korean society. So on December 11, 2024, last month, the KCTU and 1,005 civic groups formed the Great Social Reform Emergency Action, the organization. The organization plans to continue its activities until great social reform is fully realized. This, happened. We are not much expected from the Democratic Party. We more important things at the moment, the civil groups and KCTU is doing great social reform for Korean future.
So Jun, the question that Chloe was gonna ask, sorry, there was a bit, I'm sorry to our listeners, it's, we're doing this call by Telegram, and this is the first time I do it, so it turns out that only I can ask questions, so I'm gonna have to get other other presenters to relay to me. So the question that, Jun, that Chloe wanted to ask was, you've been part of the kind of trade union movement, and I guess we want to kind of hear one thing that's been quite inspiring about this movement has we have seen actually the role of organised trade unions. And I guess I want to kind of hear what has the role that trade unions have played in mobilising people on the streets?
Yeah, why not say something about the KCTU and other groups, especially women in their 20s and 30s. Because they are very important, the fighting force in Korea at the moment. Anyway, the KCTU holds a street rally every Saturday until Constitutional Court decide to impeach the Yoon Suk-yeol and fully pull him out of the presidency. The KCTU will hold street rally in solidarity with Korean citizens, in particular, women in their 20s and 30s, will stand in solidarity with the KCTU. Now, women in their 20s and 30s are very strong leading forces in street rally in Korea at the moment. I'm sure the Korean women in the 20s and 30s should demand a major social change through street rally and debates. I believe they will ask National Assembly and the future government of Korea to reform discrimination and inequality they receive at the moment. So, especially in this time, Korean women in their 20s and 30s in the streets are very important, people for Korea future.
Yeah, Norris, I think, is it Jun or Yoon? Your name?
Jun.
Jun, cool.
Jun.
Sorry, just wanted to get that right. This is Zane here, one of the other presenters. I was interested. It's really interesting to hear how younger women are taking the lead in the sort of movement to defend democracy there and in the trade union movement. I was hoping to get your thoughts in terms of a comparison to Donald Trump. So Donald Trump attempted a coup in the US on January 6th in 2020. There's not really been any consequences for Donald Trump, and he's been able to then come back, and he's now about to be president again. This seems to be a really sharp contrast to Yoon Suk-yeol, where the union movement, the working class and progressives in South Korea have been able to actually hold Yoon Suk-yeol to account and say, no, you can't just implement the martial law, and if you try that, you will be, there will be very harsh consequences. I was hoping you could just comment on what would appear to be a bit more health and vibrancy in South Korean social democracy compared to in the USA.
I think that, you know, at the moment, Korea is a very bad situation because current president is very to break many laws to for their his interest and his family interest, but the Korean people in the streets and many people who want Korean democracy, they have strongly, stick together to fight against the government. So in future, I think Korea is much more independent country from America. Even if Trump is come to the power again this month, you know. So I think the Korean people can fights about the American imperialism. So, we get some hope through this time, the demonstration, and mobilize many people in streets and, and discussion sort of things.
All right. Well, going into the last question, and we'll get to play the song that you kind of requested after this on our program. But I guess just for our listeners, can you tell us about how people can find out more information and show our solidarity here in Australia? And, of course, anything else you'd like to mention before we wrap up our wrap up the interview?
Yeah, I think you can participate in rallies organized by Korean living in Sydney or Melbourne. Also, you can get information through the press conference for foreign media organized by Korean Great Social Reform Emergency Action. And you can also get information through progressive newspaper, the Hangyore newspaper. So I think you can get information and can do solidarity work with the Korean people in Australia. Also, I want to say something about, I already mentioned about the women in the 20s and 30s with K-pop light sticks. Very, we don't much expected that people to be the main force for demonstration at the moment in Korea. We are surprised and then very, very good for Korean feature. Last month, the women in their 20s and 30s, they fought in solidarity with non-regular workers and socially disadvantaged farmers through the street rallies. Their solidarity struggle gave courage and hope to the socially disadvantaged workers and farmers. So I believe women in the 20s and 30s and the socially disadvantaged workers and the disabled farmers will transform Korean society through solidarity. Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol have driven Korean society in a huge crisis, but people, including women in 20s and 30s, are making the crisis an opportunity for major social change. They are creating hope for society from big crises.
As a small business.
Sorry about that. I was just getting the song kind of ready. All right. Well, thank you very much, John. I think this has been a very informative interview, and I'd like to extend all the solidarity to the South Korean movement for democracy. I mean, I think it is an incredible achievement that you've already pushed out this president. And I think one of the things about South Korea is it's been characterized by a whole recent history of pro-democracy movements, from the Candlelight Movement. We're definitely going to be following the events very closely in South Korea. So thank you very much, for being on our program.